Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for getting up early and being here. I know, obviously, on day three, it's not always easy to rise by 8:30, but this is such an important issue, as you all will know, that it's, I'm not surprised to see that we do have people here in the room. So what we're here today to discuss building for the long term, tackling the housing crisis with London councils, focusing in particular on the unique problems that London faces. My name's Hannah Fern, I'm a freelance journalist. I write primarily for The Guardian, but also others. And I've been writing about housing on and off for about 10 years. And it's really interesting to see that now we're starting to see the issue getting the political interest and, basically that it deserves for the first time. But obviously, to actually achieve that political significance, we've got to a state where we have a true crisis. And London's problems are particularly acute. There are currently 40,230 homeless families in temporary accommodation in London. If you just think about that figure for a moment, that's 40,230 individual tragedies, people who are trapped in unstable and often unfit accommodation. Welfare reform has hit London particularly hard, with families at risk of being moved out of their communities altogether to places that they have no connection and can't imagine a future for themselves in. And we're also looking at the very extreme stretching of the definition of affordable housing in London. Boris promises an affordable housing programme. But a figure I heard yesterday that I thought I was pretty much unshockable on housing now because of all the stats I've been dealing with for the last couple of years. But this one really made me draw breath. In Westminster, for one of the new affordable housing developments, in order to qualify for a three-bedroom property, you have to be earning £90,000. I don't know why anybody would consider that affordable. Perhaps my salary is not representative of the rest of the country, but you know, that is just absolutely bonkers. So we've got three questions to unpick today. How can we encourage investment in housing? What role should councils play in doing that? And how can we use London's land better in order to see better development of social housing? And I want to use the word social if we can, because I think affordable has become such a, stretched term. We've got a great panel here to discuss this with us. We're first going to hear from Sir Steve Bullock, Mayor of Lewisham. He was elected Lewisham's first directly elected mayor in May 2002, and he's now serving his third term of office. Prior to becoming mayor, he was chair of University Hospital Lewisham NHS Trust. First elected as a councillor in 1982, he served as leader of the council from 88 to 93, and he's currently chair of the LGA's Workforce Programme Board and deputy leader of the LGA Labour Group. Yolanda Barnes, on my right, is director of residential research at Savills UK. This team specialises in residential markets, development, investment and mixed use. She's got 27 years' experience in property research. She's also a fellow of the Royal Geographical Society, a director of design for homes, and a former board director of local space. Then we're going to hear from Roger Harding, who I'm sure you all know, head of policy research and public affairs at Shelter. He joined Shelter from the Joseph Rowntree Foundation in 2010, where he had previously been senior policy and public affairs manager. He also focused at the JRF on influencing housing, planning and welfare policy. Prior to this, he worked for a public affairs consultancy, providing advice to clients on public policy issues. And finally, he won't be here until about 10 past, but we are expecting Jack Dromey, Shadow Minister for Housing. We all know who he is, but I'll just give you two seconds of background. One of the UK's best known trade unionists, elected in the 2010 general election, and has been doing a huge amount of work with the Labour Party on housing in the run-up to 2015. So I'd like to ask Steve to open up this morning. Thank you.